This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie yet again is grabbing national headlines with his political war of words with Kentucky Senator and Libertarian Rand Paul. The argument over which man's state costs taxpayers more in pork barrel deals is sounding just like a presidential primary fight. But this comes not only 3 years early, but also during Governor Christie's own re-election campaign. To discuss the political ramifications of this Republican squabble, we're joined by Matt Katz, who covers the governor for the Philadelphia Inquirer and writes the blog The Christie Chronicles. Welcome back to WNYC, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
Does it pose a problem for Chris Christie to be sounding like he's running for president when he's asking New Jersey voters to re-elect him to 4 more years as governor?
So far, it hasn't been a problem at all. He's up by over 30 points in the gubernatorial race. His challenger, state senator by the name of Barbara Buono, has made up no ground since she got in this thing 6 months ago. And she's repeatedly harped on the fact that the governor is running for 2016, he's running for president, he's not really caring about New Jersey right now, but it has yet to get any traction.
Let's listen to the comment Christie made at the Aspen Institute. He was on a panel there last week that started this fight with Rand Paul. Christie said he disagrees with those who say the federal government should not be conducting electronic surveillance.
I just want us to be really cautious because this strain of libertarianism that's going through both parties right now and making big headlines, I think, is a very dangerous thought.
Matt, who is Christie speaking to here, New Jersey voters or Republicans nationally who tend to be more conservative? After all, he has to go through both electorates to get to the presidential race in 2016.
Sure. I don't think this was aimed at New Jersey voters. They're not voting for governor based on the NSA surveillance situation. This is the way it has been framed since he made these comments 6 days ago. It does seem like he was appealing to a traditional, they call it the donor class, the establishment of the Republican Party, maybe some neoconservatives who believe that we have to be, as a country, as strong as possible after 9/11.
What are some challenges he faces were he to be reelected, where this push and pull between what's good for New Jersey and what's good for national aspirations comes into play?
This has been the defining push and pull of his governorship. He has done things like, for example, said that global warming is caused by mankind, but he's also pulled out of global warming treaties and a major regional carbon emissions treaty. He's offered rhetoric that appeals to a more moderate blue New Jersey base, but his policies have often, on paper, been pretty conservative that could appeal to those in a Iowa caucus, for example. So I think the line that he's balancing on not only helps him both win an election in New Jersey and then go on to run for president, but it also helps him in a general election for the presidency. But I think that maybe the most challenging of those three elections, you got the governor's race, you got a primary, and you have the general election for president potentially, the most challenging might very well be a Republican primary where he faces people like Rand Paul saying what they said this week, responding to his attacks on him for his comments on security.
Really, though, Rand Paul? I mean, wouldn't Christie be better to pick pre-primary fights with somebody like Marco Rubio in Florida?
that you would think, because Rubio would seem like the bigger name and the bigger obstacle. I think it makes sense for Christie to separate himself and distinguish himself by kind of anointing himself to the top of the more moderate wing of the Republican Party at this point.
And certainly we know Governor Christie to be a person who does not shy away from a good fight.
That he does love a good tangle, whether it's with Republicans, Democrats, or reporters.
Matt Katz is a reporter with the Philadelphia Inquirer. He writes the Christie Chronicles blog. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is WNYC.